You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
Should we sing our way in?
No.
Don't take bullshit from Fuckers. Come on, Greg.
No. I won't. Not only do I not want you to do that, yeah. I won't participate if you do.
Come on.
Dead just silent.
Look at me.
Dead silent.
Why don't you want to join in and have fun?
I hate it.
Why don't you want to just be fun?
Because I hate it.
Have we started? Are we going? Yeah. What?
I hate it.
You hate fun? But last week you were so positive. You were literally positive, Greg. Well, for like 15 minutes.
I don't like singing.
What's wrong with singing? You know, the middle segment has its own theme song. Why don't we have like a ooh.
That was like a freak accident.
Yeah, but you love it. And you sing it.
I don't sing it.
You sing the What Does This Mean theme song. No. You're going to sit there and lie to me like that?
I don't sing it.
I don't believe that even for a second.
I don't sing songs ever.
Ever?
No.
How do you love music you don't sing songs?
Well, I let them sing.
Okay. Well, that's
I don't need to sing.
That's an old man thing to say.
Singing is like, you know that thing like dance like nobody's watching?
Don't
do that.
Don't fucking.
And don't sing like nobody's watching either.
Don't sing like nobody's listening.
You know, people, you know what?
Yeah.
I think people shouldn't always express themselves.
No, of course not. They don't have, you're right. Not everybody should be expressing themselves.
I hate to constantly reference Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But if anything is to be learned from that show, which is supposed to be about nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
Did we learn nothing when Elaine danced?
It's true. Elaine danced like nobody was watching.
And it was awful.
Oh, God, it was the worst. And that's true. I'm still going to dance as if no one is watching. But also, I feel like I know what I'm doing, so I don't really even have to worry about it. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I got the dance swagger down, and so I'm not, you know.
All right, J-Lo.
I'm not sweating it. Yeah, I watched that documentary. I know how
too.
Hard she works.
I watched Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block, man, she's got it down. Like, she's a hard worker, okay?
She worked her ass off.
And she, almost. And she dances like no one's watching. She sings like no one's listening. She's got it all. And she's a movie star, all right? And that's where I want to be. The next J-Lo. And that's my goal. So I hope you're ready.
Well, it's too late. There's no singing.
You can't X out singing. I will sing to my heart's content. But I don't like your vibe, so I'm not gonna.
Uh-huh.
But that's not because you bullied me.
Perfect.
Out of not singing. I just don't want to right now.
Perfect.
Just because you, it has nothing to do with you. I just don't want to do it. That's all. We have a question. Let's move on to question. We have an anonymous question. Help, please. 2 exclamation points.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm reaching out because I am at a crossroads and I have no idea what to do. My husband and I have completely opposite libidos. His is super high. Mine is super low. He'd go multiple times a day if possible, and I'd go without it forever probably. When we first got together...
That is opposite.
That is the polar opposite. When we first got together, we were at it. I'm not going to say like rabbits, but some other kind of animal that gets pretty busy pretty often. Squirrels?
I've never seen squirrels fucking.
Turtles?
I don't even think squirrels fuck. I think they just exist.
they just happen. Yeah, that's true.
Squirrels happen.
Okay. Squirrels happen.
They just happen.
Have you read that book?
I don't even think I'd like to see them fucking.
No, of course
not. I think I'd bum out.
Yeah, of course. So they do just appear. You know, you can actually read about squirrels.
They do, though. I was driving the other day, and I saw the squirrel running out. And I was like, where's that squirrel going? And then it was going to see the dead squirrel that was laying in the middle of the road. But I was driving. And so he turned back around. And he went to see his dead buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What a sweet squirrel.
And they do die.
Squirrels do die.
But then they just happen.
And then they come back. Maybe it's just a bunch of, like, all the squirrels that exist have always existed. And
could
those
be.
Are the squirrels.
Could be.
Like, we don't get new squirrels. You die as that squirrel.
It seems like, though, at this point in evolution, they would have learned not to die.
That's true.
I mean, you can't do anything about wind on a high branch, but
true.
For the most part, you would just figure out shit.
Well, also, you got those tiny little legs, and you need to cross the street, and we have these giant tires. you know? I mean, they're going to die eventually. But what's great is they just come back. You know what? I wouldn't be afraid of death either. I would just be fucking, I would be pulling a squirrel and just running into traffic. Who cares? I'm coming back.
Could be.
I'm going to come back as me, the squirrel. Kane the squirrel?
All right. We squeezed that for all it was worth.
We really did. We really, I mean,
we
that
ran
was,
into the ground.
That was no grapefruit. I'll tell you that much. Squirrel.
If
talk.
My comedy coach was here, he would have said, you got enough jokes out of it, and then you went too far. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Of course.
Which is something he says. And then. And
then that's a little piece of wisdom.
I only paid 99 cents. You can't complain.
No,
99 tips.
You can.
For 99 cents.
You can.
If the tips aren't good.
No, you can. You still paid
he
money.
He didn't give a. Like, I would have paid 99 cents for 10 tips. 99 tips. How can you even. First off, there aren't 99 tips. Secondly, he wrote 113 tips.
Ew. So,
yeah, because it's like one of those things. It's like you got a bonus. It's all marketing.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's. You're right. And this guy is. He's got a real racket going. I wonder how he would feel about our squirrel material.
He would have wanted us to stop earlier.
I think he would want us to write 10 squirrel jokes.
Well, maybe. I don't think he wants to write 10 squirrel jokes.
I think we have gone way past the letter or even the advice we would give at this point. Okay, so.
I wonder if people even remember the letter.
So my husband and I, they don't fuck. And he wants to and she don't. And when we first got together, they fuck like some animal. We've been married for 9 years, and probably for 8 of those years, my drive disappeared. We've got a 4-year-old, life is super stressful, and I hold a lot of trauma from things that have been done to me in the past, and it all just gets too much. I can't just switch off like he can. For him, that comes first. It's the main thing we argue about, and it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly talking about sex, asking, begging for it. I'd go as far as saying he brings it up 5 to 10 times a day. I'm at the point where I think we either need to split up or open up the relationship because it's not good for either of our mental health. And I can't figure a way where one of us loses it. Sorry for the essay. I love the take you guys have on things, and I hope you can give me some advice. Thanks so much. P.S. Greg, you'd be horrified to know I'm listening to the podcast for the 4th time. Thanks again, and hi from Australia.
Oh my God, let me tell you about some other podcasts.
Should she open it up, or should they split?
This is, first off, I hope that you're in therapy for, like I hope you're taking this up with a therapist.
Yes.
If you're not, I really recommend, because we're not equipped to help you with the trauma part.
Mm-mm.
The trauma piece of this.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know how that plays into what is happening in your sex life.
Yes.
He's got a problem. You have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You both have a problem. He probably wants it more because you don't have it. So he's trying to make that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably also equates it with love and being loved. And it's probably part of his love language and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
There are medications that women can take for libido, I believe. So that's a thought, but you guys aren't on the same page. Like, he's got to have some respect for it. But I also, it is a part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Sex is a part of a relationship. But it's what separates us from being just friends.
I'm an advocate for anyone having an open relationship, if that's really what you want. If you really want an open relationship and you both agree to that, great. Under these circumstances, I don't think it's a good idea, because you're going to break up eventually. Like, that's just my theory.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But he's going to, like, exactly, because that's what I was thinking when I read it, was he equates being touched and having sex with love. And when you open up the relationship and he gets on Tinder or he meets somebody and they fuck, he's going to think he's in love with her and he's going to want to blow up the relationship. And rather than ending on good terms, if that's what you want, it's going to blow up into this whole thing about how, like, I finally found somebody that I'm in love with because they fuck me. So I don't think opening up is a good idea.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it's not normal, but it isn't healthy to not have a libido.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is something going on there.
Yeah.
That you should work on because sex is awesome.
Sex is awesome.
And it's how people express, it's one of the ways people express love.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to think to yourself, he is saying that as well as he's also saying, I want to get my dick sucked.
Right. I mean, two things can be true at once. Absolutely. Yeah. He's not wrong for wanting to have a good sex life in his marriage.
And no.
He obviously loves you because he's not stepping out. But something will give on his end as well. And so, yeah, I would say getting into couples counseling for sure about this whole thing. And then separately have your own therapist to work out and suss out your shit. Don't give up on the marriage, obviously, because it's an important thing. The last thing we want to do is tell you to, like, burn your fucking whole, the foundation of what your whole life is like, to the ground because you're not having sex. There's a lot of work involved now.
Yeah, totally.
You have to do a lot of work.
Yep.
So I would start with that and try to understand his point of view and try to have, you know, and that's what a couples counselor is for, is you're both there to try to understand each other's point of view. So you get where he's coming from and he gets where you're coming from. And it feels like you, neither of you do.
You know what really bad hosts say?
What?
Try anal.
Oh, God.
That is real good.
That's what a bad host would say.
Well, yeah, you might not have a libido, but a butt is a butt is a butt, you know?
Oh, no.
So just just have butt sex.
No.
Duh.
That's from real man.
Real man quotes.
Real man quotes.
And that's how you make squirrels.
That is how you make squirrels.
Every time someone has butt sex, a squirrel gets invented. That's not born, they're invented. They materialize, exactly. Like Star Trek characters.
They just come out of the holes in the ground. I've seen them. I've seen them come out of the holes in the ground. That's it.
That's true.
Squirrels happen.
You know what? Now that you told me that story about the squirrel that went to check on his dead buddy.
Yeah.
I'm convinced now that that squirrel went to go look at his old body. That's what happened. He wasn't looking at his buddy. That was him.
And he just got reborn.
He just got reborn because someone had butt sex. And so he got materialized by that gas station.
I just
near
kept
your
thinking,
house.
I wonder, like, to look at it, it seemed sort of sweet.
Sure.
But what if he was just like, I wonder if he had any nuts?
He went to go pickpocket him.
He was in a tree. He might have some nuts.
He might have some nuts.
He was literally just checking him out for food.
If I know anything about Chuck, that dude always had nuts.
He had nuts.
And he not using them?
We're not using them now.
That's the in the squirrel community, you can't take your nuts with you.
Can't take your nuts. You cannot take your nuts with you.
Well, I hope that helped. Let us know. Write us back.
Yeah. Please let us know what you did.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back.
I wonder what this podcast is like the fourth time you hear it in a row.
The fourth time.
It's incredible.
In Australia, too.
It's incredible.
Like, you could do anything in Australia.
Yeah.
But listen to this show four times. Yeah. Listen to it once. Great. Twice. Okay, fine. Three times. You got to do something else.
Yeah.
Do something else. No. Hey everyone, are you sick of taking bullshit from fuckers and want direct help from Greg and myself? We hold a bi-monthly workshop on Zoom for people who not only want to stop taking bullshit from fuckers, but want to recognize fuckers before they even smell the bullshit. We have helped many people from our workshops. Previous attendees have said, thank you for the tune-up, DTBFF crew. I will definitely utilize this again and again. Go to don'ttakebullshitfromfuckers.bigcartel.com to secure your seat and stop taking bullshit from fuckers. You can also find this link in the show's description.
This is the theme song for What Does This Mean Song. The theme song for What Does This Mean Song. We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Memes are something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you through all the bullshit in your life. And memes are like that poster of that cat hanging from a tree. And it says, hang in there, baby, or Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
What does this mean? We already sang our way into this, so I'm not going to sing right now.
Okay.
For this segment, okay? I'm not going to sing like everyone thinks I'm going to do, which is just flip out, man. But we're in it. We're here to inspire you with quotes. Sometimes we get quotes from our listeners. From the listener, will send us a quote. Andrea sent one that says, "Hey, before I get in shape, does anyone like me chubby?"
That's a great quote.
That's a damn good quote.
Before I get in shape.
Hey, you guys like me chubby?
Yeah, I got the answer to that.
Yeah,
and for me, no.
No. You don't like you chubby. I don't like me chubby.
I don't like me chubby.
I hate me chubby. Yeah. Chubby me makes bums me the fuck out.
Yeah.
It really drags my mood down if I'm chubby.
Yeah, me too.
Other people don't mind me chubby. When I feel chubby, people don't see me chubby. And which is weird because when I was a kid, all I ever heard was how fat I was. And now people don't even fucking say anything. You know what I mean? Like when I feel chubby or even before when I was like, I was a little heavier than I am now.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking said
nobody
shit.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No.
I care. And I hate that I care.
Yeah. I'm going to look like Pierre Gasly on the beach with a soccer ball.
Second reference.
To Pierre Gasly.
Same picture.
Look him up. Google him.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm going to... That's my meme.
Put on the... Again?
That's my meme for this week.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's a picture of Pierre Gasly with a soccer ball on the beach.
Well... Congratulations, the listener. You got the same meme. How do you feel? Let us know how you feel about seeing the same meme twice. My sister sent this one, and no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I scroll through Instagram and feel inferior all the time.
Constantly.
That's not my fault.
That's not your fault at all. I hate chubby me. We already talked about this.
Yeah.
No one pointed it out except me. I looked at myself in the mirror and went, oh, this is going to be a bad day today. I feel inferior. And I gave my consent. She sent me another one. Summer's being nice this week. Normally she goes crazy. But one says, we tiptoe through life hoping to safely make it to death.
What? Just fucking living that life.
Yeah.
I'm just tiptoeing to death.
I'm tap dancing to death, baby. I'm living a crazy ass life. I think I'm racing to death.
Tiptoeing.
I don't Summer, hey Summer, shut up.
Oh no.
That's my quote. That's my meme today. Oh, no. Hey Summer, shut up. And I got a platform to tell you to shut the fuck. She's in her car right now. Listening to me tell her to shut the fuck up. I'm going to call her, too, when this episode drops.
She should call us.
Summer, call the show.
What's the number?
That number is 323-379-5544.
I already know what it's going
to
be.
I can't wait for her to call.
Summer, call.
She's going to call.
She will.
Stop your car right now and call.
Summer, call
Don't
the
listen
show.
To the rest of this dumb show.
Yeah, this show's
Just call.
Stupid. I can't wait. Okay. Pat has some.
I do. I've got one here. This one's just too long. The world exists as you perceive it. It's not what you see, but how you see it. It's not what you hear, but how you hear it. It's not what you feel, but how you feel it.
Go fuck yourself.
Sideways.
Just fucking fuck you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
go fuck yourself.
When you're right, it's not what you feel, it's how you feel it. I feel terrible because of that meme. And I heard it.
Terrible.
Terrible. And it was too long.
I've got another one here. I don't feel like you're going to like this one either.
Cool.
Forgive your younger self. Believe in your current self. Create your future self.
Nope. 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 Stop trying to make me make a future version of me. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. It never works. I can't see into the fucking future. Do you think I knew I was going to be dressing like this in the future? I was fat with hair. Okay? I look like a fucking homeless guy. Look at me now. I look like an assistant for a DJ. And I did that on purpose. I purposefully dressed like this. I stepped out of the house. I was like, yeah, that's it. Okay? I didn't know I was going to be like this. I didn't know I was going to be divorced. I didn't know I was going to be living in San Diego. I didn't know I was going to be doing this show with you guys. Create your future self. Fucking suck my dick. Okay, how about that? Past self. Hey, past self, suck future self's dick. Shut the fuck up.
What was the first part? Forgive your... Forgive yourself? What the fuck did I do wrong? Why did I do something wrong?
What do I gotta forgive myself for?
I mean, that's just fucking bullshit. Like, yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who do you think you
wrote
are?
This?
Yeah. What did you do? Did you ever see that Elton John movie Rocket Man?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was like loving it all the way to the point where the younger version of himself manifested himself at the rehab clinic, and then he hugged his child self. Ugh. I booed in the theater.
I saw it in the theater because I was really fucking bored.
Yes.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
I like Taron Egerton.
Me too.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in the Kingsman movies. I thought he was great. So I liked it. And so I told the girls they liked the Queen musical. I was like, oh, you'll like this.
Yeah.
You'll like it. It wasn't on 15 seconds before they fucking shut it down.
Oh, wow.
They were like, fuck no.
Oh,
fuck no. That little kid singing, fuck him. Fuck this whole thing. And they just shut it down.
Your daughters are ruthless.
They're so brutal.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah, we were watching Garden State the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Movie does not travel well.
I bet it doesn't. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that movie in a while.
And True shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was like, nope. She also told me that the Sex Pistols series sucks. But I like it.
How does she feel about Dune?
Did she see Dune?
I'm surprised she hasn't seen Dune.
No, she did. She liked Dune.
Oh, okay.
We all liked it.
All right.
I mean, none of us really knew what was happening.
Sure, it is one of those movies.
But you're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I figured if it's a Chalamet,
yeah, no, we had to
True's the first in line.
Yeah.
You know? She gave me so much shit for it. Like, it was her whole, it was the hill she was ready to die. She cried at dinner.
Yeah.
When I said, I was like, yeah, he's all right. That's all I said. And she was like, I don't like, you know who I don't like is Kane.
Yeah.
And she shut me down.
Yeah, they're like that, man.
Yeah.
They're intense.
They're brutal. What else you got?
Well, as usual,
yes,
I've got a couple from Real Man Quotes.
God, damn it, yes.
So good.
I love Real Man Quotes.
All right, we've got, there is no competition because nobody can be me.
Something has to be a quote first.
Yeah.
Before it is a quote.
Absolutely.
It has to be a quote. Mm-hmm. That's not a quote.
That's not a quote. It's completely unfinished.
That's something you say to yourself when you come.
Yeah. No one can be me.
That guy's fucked a lot of grapefruits.
Oh, boy, does that guy love grapefruits. He's just got a row of them on his a counter in his house somewhere. That's my, those are all my honeys. No one can be me. I bet you there are 100,000 guys just like you, idiot.
And I think we'll close it out with this one.
Oh, my God.
Another one from Real Man Quotes. People think I hate them,
Yes, bro. You're absolutely right. I only love myself.
I'm so glad I'm not a real man. On any level.
I strived really hard, I think, for a while there to try to figure that out.
I went through a period, too, mm-hmm. where I was like, yeah, where I...
Yeah, I want to be a real man. Like, I want to be able to build stuff and lift stuff and also inspire.
If as soon as I wrote he's just not that into you, I got stuck in the non-man camp.
Yeah, for sure. But also, if, like, your inspirational quote has bro in it, I don't need to be a real man.
No.
I'm good. No. And I say bro sometimes, but...
I say bro sometimes.
Yeah, but not when I'm trying to inspire somebody with my manliness. Bro, eat this chicken. Whole.
Bro.
Eat this live chicken. Right now, bro. Don't be a bitch.
Oh, God.
You know?
Bro, you got to do it.
You got to eat a live chicken. I wonder. Now, I have a real man quote question.
Mm-hmm.
Are real man quotes, is that like a thing you found on, because I've never asked you this. Is that on Reddit or something?
It's an Instagram account.
Is it run by like one specific guy or is it just a bunch of fucking man quote? Okay, uh-huh.
It is an account. It is not a conglomeration of quotes gathered from elsewhere.
It's one fucking guy?
You got it.
It's one guy.
Oh, it's incredible.
That makes it that much better.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a bunch of bullshit. This dude's writing these?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yo, we gotta, can we, we gotta follow. I'm fucking following him right now. I'm so excited.
Is there a picture of him?
There is a picture, but there's no way this is the owner of the account. In fact, I think that's David Beckham.
For sure, David Beckham.
Pretty you know what? Sure okay. That's David
the
Beckham.
The show is going to follow real man
yeah,
quotes.
Yeah, that's Beckham.
The show Instagram account is going to follow real man quotes. I'm not going to follow real man quotes because it's way too much, because it's going to pop up and I'm going to read it and then I won't be surprised. So I'm not going to follow it, but... It's on there. We're ready to go.
It's bad enough that it's in my search history.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't follow.
God.
He's got 105,000 followers. He's only following 22 people. Clearly, they're real men.
Real men.
His picture's of Beckham because he's a coward.
Yeah. Put your own picture up there. So if you were a real man, you'd put your own picture up.
Like some of these quotes. Well, first off. This guy's in love with men.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Is it a lot of hot?
Nothing but really handsome men.
Are they hot? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, follow real man quotes or don't. If you're a fan of this show.
I won't be surprised if my picture of Pierre Gasly ends up there.
You fluff that fucking three times. Put it on the board. Peter Gasly on the beach kicking a soccer ball with his six-pack abs. That's a real man right there. Real man quotes. Well, that was an interesting... I love ending the show on real man quotes. I'm just...
Not the show, the segment.
Segment, excuse
if,
me.
I mean, if you want to lie, if you want to quit right now,
yeah, we can quit.
I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, we can quit.
You can turn this off.
Yeah.
Continue on your hike. Yeah. I can tell you other podcasts to listen to.
Yeah. Twin Flames was a pretty good one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then...
if you like The Bachelor, Game of Roses
Game
is
of Roses.
A really good one.
It's
really
good,
good. Yeah, it's a great podcast.
Anything that Wondery puts out is usually pretty fucking good.
Wondery puts some good stuff mm-hmm. out, yeah.
And of course, all things comedy puts out some great shit. I'm a company man.
Yeah, I like All Things Comedy. Jeff Dye's podcast is on here, and I was just on it.
You were just on Dye's podcast?
Yeah.
I'm about to go to a baseball game in San Diego with Dye.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves sports.
He sure does. We're
baseball
both,
the most.
We're both Seattle boys, so we root for the M's whenever they're in town.
Jeff Dye's a comic, if you've never heard of him.
I'm sure.
You might have.
You might have, yeah. He's tall and handsome.
He's tall.
He's super tall. Maybe he's a real man quote guy. I wonder if Jeff Dye is a real man quote guy. Let's get Dye on the show.
Yeah, let's have him on.
Let's hit him with some real man quotes and see how he reacts.
Yeah, he might like them. Let's not tell him the real man quote.
Yeah, let's just quote him. Yeah.
Let's quote him.
Yeah.
And see, let's put him in the man trap.
You're going in the man trap, Dye!
But see, no, you can't tell him.
Right, no, of course not.
We can't tell him anything.
No, of course
we're saying it now.
Yes, right now.
And I'm fairly certain he's not going to hear this episode.
No, of course not.
So when we get him here,
yes,
we'll just read quotes like we're reading quotes.
Yes.
I'll do positive, Greg. Where I love the quotes. And dude, then we'll read him some real man quotes.
Yeah.
And we'll see if he loves them.
Yeah, that's, oh, this is just awesome.
And then if he's a real man, we got to get rid of him.
Yeah,
we
gotta, he can't
he
be here.
He won't be here for segment three.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Also go to the game with him.
Oh, we should have done that with Dave Niels.
Oh, fuck, we should have.
Because he might be a little bit of a real man.
Yeah, he's got real man to him.
He's got real man vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good guy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good sweetie. Guy. I don't want to say he's not a good guy. He's not an alt-right guy.
No, 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 not at all. Well, yeah, great. That's, oh, I love this plan, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brand new energy. Different segments, so you get new energy.
We do the segments on different days.
Yeah.
We come in and do one segment a day. And then Pat puts it together to make a show. Kane and I can't work for very long.
No, we can't. We get tired very
easily.
So
we do one segment.
Greg and I need to go sleep.
And we're out of gas.
We're sleepy. We have candy. If you know anything about this show, we love candy. And Pat always brings in eclectic candies.
Yep.
The
last thing he brought in was the blueberry...
It was blueberry Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, yeah, of course.
That's right. I love it. And those are good.
Were they delicious.
Good? Yeah, those are good. This is Fruity Pebbles Candy Bar by Frankford, which is, this is like the only thing they make?
All they do is weird licensed candies. Like I said, if you need Peeps pancake mix, they've got it. I don't feel good about this.
Oh, that just tastes like Fruity Pebbles. That's not offensive.
It tastes just like Fruity Pebbles.
It's just Fruity Pebbles.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I love Fruity
it's
Pebbles.
It's a white chocolate.
Yeah. Makes it feel like you're eating the cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think it's because you don't see a lot of Flintstones shit anymore because it's 2022.
Right?
You know? So
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people even know about the fucking Flintstones
about Fruity,
anymore?
About Fruity Pebbles?
About Fruity Pebbles.
My kids don't, I don't think.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Then we got potato chips, big cup Reese's.
Now, I have tried these before, and these are magical.
Are they? Okay, I'm excited about this. Hey, Kane, have you ever opened up a fucking candy bar before? What the fuck am I doing?
Hey, it doesn't look like it.
Jeez. Oh, what's happening? They're still in the bag. They're still in the fucking bag. Okay, my theory about Reese's, the best Reese's version of a Reese's cup is the Easter egg. It's my favorite. It's like the perfect ratio of peanut butter and chocolate. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking yes.
That guy got a raise.
Dude, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
The guy at Reese's crushed this.
They're hard to come by. I saw them. I thought they were a limited edition thing. Ate a few. Loved them and didn't see them for a couple months, and then I just found some more recently. That's why I brought some in.
It doesn't sound, I mean, they have the one with the pretzel in it,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
The trick is keeping the pretzel and the potato chips so crispy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, how the fuck do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's some science. Mm-hmm. Which is probably some science that's not good for you.
Yeah, for sure. This is probably...
There's a certain amount of poison in Reese's. Yeah. This is true. And if you eat enough of them, you can get very sick. There's poison in it.
I ate the whole thing. You waited until
you're going to have to eat more than that.
You waited until I was done eating that to be like, oh, there's a fuckload of poison in it.
There's poison in it. It's on their Wikipedia page.
It's in their ingredients, too.
I mean, you got to eat, like, I think a solid metric ton. But if you do, it'll kill you.
That's how I want to go out. I want to bring Chubby Kane back.
I like to know that there's a little poison in what I'm eating.
Of course, because I'm pretty sure almost everything we consume is poisonous. I got sunburned the other day. Everyone was like, Kane's going to die. He's going to get skin cancer.
Oh, jeez.
Every single person. I never got that when I was a kid. Now that I'm fucking in my mid-30s, everyone's like, oh, yeah, no, dude, you're going to die. Don't get sunburned anymore.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have a question in from Catherine over at our Discord at DTBFF Podcast, and it says, I have a question. There is a guy friend of a friend that asked me out to do yoga date in a park. Very thoughtful, as he knows I'm into that stuff. But every time I see him in the group, he annoys me and is boring. Always trying to put his arm around me like we are already a couple and really has no conversation game. He annoys me because he always looks shocked by anything I say, even if it's just my drink order. Help! How do I let him down nicely, and what excuse do I give for not going to this thoughtful date idea? He deserves kudos for that. Or should I just go out with him? And that's the question from Catherine.
I'm a little confused. Did she already go out with him?
No. He asked her out on this yoga park date because he knows that she likes that, because he's a friend of a friend. And then they haven't been on the date yet, but when they're together, like at bars and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He then acts like they've already been on this date prior and that they are like a couple. But he's boring. He doesn't know how to banter and generally just is shocked that a woman is into anything, including ordering a drink. Or, and imagine if she was like, I can read too. And he's like, what?
Incredible.
So I wouldn't. I would go.
I'd be delighted to be with somebody who was surprised by everything I did.
Yeah. That would be kind of nice.
It would be nice if somebody thought just anything. I think I'll have, I'll probably just have a Diet Coke. Really? Fascinating.
You have classic Coke vibes, and I wasn't expecting diet.
That's so great. It's such a good choice.
I wonder what he's going to do next.
It's got the flavor, but doesn't have the calories. You still get the caffeine. The fries off it. It's a fucking great choice.
I don't know. Has anyone ever told you you're a secret genius for this?
It's so weird. I was just going to have water, and now I'm rethinking the whole thing.
The whole thing. Oh, my God. My whole life is crumbling around me.
I mean, you got worse things in the world than somebody. I mean, the touching is not good.
Yeah, I don't like the touching. Yeah, no, if he's like, if he doesn't know how to read signals and he's like touching you in ways and you're not responsive to that. Like, touching is such a big sign. If you touch somebody and they lean into it, you got yourself something working. If you already think he's boring.
Right.
Just talking to him at a bar and he just like, you don't have a fun time talking to him. Don't go on some pity date with the guy, you know.
Or it's yoga. Yoga to me says, I want to see you in yoga pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It sounds like it's a nice thing, but it could be sexually motivated. Yoga's a sexy.
It's the sexiest. And I like women in yoga pants. My first date is not going to be, hey, girl, I'm trying to get to know and possibly sleep with. Do you want to get half naked with me and bend over or not, so I can watch you stretch in your yoga pants? That feels like something you either do together because you met at it.
Or you decide to do it as a couple.
Or you decide to do it as a couple. Absolutely.
As a date, though, I think it's a little.
Don't like it.
I don't love it either.
I don't like it. I don't like his suggestion. I don't like the fact that he sucks at talking and that you can't connect. And then at the same time, he's too familiar with how he touches you. If you were into him, the touching wouldn't bother you. You wouldn't even have brought it up.
No. I mean, you can go on this date and then end it.
Mm-hmm.
And go look at a really nice time, but just so that we're clear, it's just a friend vibe for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And barely that.
Yeah.
Because I like to talk to my friends.
And you'd be like, fascinating.
I've never had a friend before.
Also, just your honesty.
Your honesty.
So refreshing.
Shocking. Like, I'm hurt, but I'm also impressed.
Yeah.
My feeling of being impressed outweighs my hurt. Oh my God. Yeah, that's a good way to tell him. It's just like, I feel more friendly than I do anything else. And I appreciate you, you know, thinking of a date. But yeah, just coming up with a date doesn't automatically mean you should just go on a date. You know, if I don't like a girl and she's like, I plan a whole day at Six Flags, I'm like, have fun. You know? Well, I hope that helped. Follow up. Let us know. Did you go on the date? Did you not? Did you let him down? Are you married now? What happened? What happened? We got a threat in. We keep getting threats. Same girl, loves to threaten the show. It's her favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Last week, she said she was going to punch your teeth into your throat and you'd swallow them and then you'd take a shit and your teeth would be in your shit.
It was better than that.
It was way better than that.
Yeah, it was way yeah. better than that.
It was something my dad would say.
Carly did, in fact, send in another threat this week. And I just want to point out, these are all framed like memes. They are all on motivational pictures. And they read just like memes.
Carly.
So this one says, get it together or I'm going to hold you under the water until the bubbles stop.
That's a Greg. That's a Greg.
Oh, shit.
That's a Greg Barrett.
I love her.
You've said that before about cats.
No, I love cats.
I know, but you said you would hold a cat's head underwater until the bubbles stopped. You said that specifically. You know how I know? I edit the show. And I was laughing. I could not stop laughing.
I never said that.
Okay. You're right. I made it up.
I do it to a squirrel.
Well, the squirrel's coming back.
Coming back.
They're coming back.
Yeah. They're coming back.
There's just, Greg has a squirrel drowning pond in his backyard. Onto a Reddit remix. At Reddit remix.
Also, Carly, see somebody.
Yeah, stop threatening the show for fuck's sake. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Don't come to any live events that we do.
Oh, no.
Or do. That would be really fun to watch. Cat girl girlfriend is out of control. So throwaway account. So many throwaway accounts for obvious reasons. But a couple of months ago, I, a 24-year-old male, met this really incredible girl who's a 22-year-old female, and we hit it off. We shared a lot of common interests and spent pretty much every waking moment together. She had this really weird obsession with being a cat girl. I thought it was kind of hot, so I didn't really care too much. Even though it was pretty early into our relationship, we decided to move in together, and it was pretty good for the first couple of weeks. But then things started getting weird. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
No.
And I need you to understand that I'm being 100% serious. She started pissing on the carpet.
God damn
when
it.
She's frustrated with me.
Oh, no, no. No.
She says it's
I've been looking for a way to say that for years. You know how, like, when somebody finally articulates a thought you've yeah. been having?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's how you do that.
Yeah. I never can really get across how upset I am at somebody. And now I know how to do that. She says it's part of her kinship or something, but...
What?
Kinship?
Her kinship?
Kinship. With cats? Yeah? Okay, with cats. Or something, but when we have an argument, she'll just squat and piss somewhere in the apartment.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do. I'm losing my mind, and my entire apartment smells like urine. I do genuinely enjoy her company.
Oh, God.
What?
God damn it.
But this is getting out of hand. I need help, please. Okay. No. You know? Okay. Wait. Okay. No, you do not enjoy her company anymore. The moment she stops.
Yeah, but wait. Uh-huh. What if she's just super funny? And she's like, she's a good kisser.
No. Doesn't matter.
And like,
mm-hmm.
she sort of knows the right thing to say when you're blue. And
uh-huh.
her like love language is service.
Okay.
And she's just trying to do stuff for you all the time.
She's like always like picking up the house.
Yeah, she doesn't
like
crowd you in bed, but she's always there.
Yeah, she's like her presence is nice.
All right, so she squats on the floor. Can I just throw her out?
Well,
just going to throw her out.
Well, here's the thing. When it's a real cat and that happens, you like get a behavioral coach to figure out why your cat is peeing. Then you correct all those mistakes so the cat stops peeing on the carpet.
Right.
And it costs some money. But she knows she's peeing. She's deliberately peeing on the carpet on purpose to be a cat, telling you how frustrated she is. So as nice as all that stuff sounds, which it seems very nice, the moment I'm in the middle of a sentence and she has no argument left, so she pulls down her pants to pee on my carpet, I leave the state.
I'm willing to give her a shot.
You.
I'm willing to give her a shot.
For the first year and a half of this show.
There's so many more egregious things than peeing on the floor.
First year and a half of this show, you didn't like driving to go do the podcast. I had to do it. You're telling me you're just going to let a girl pee on your carpet?
I mean.
Uh-huh.
Is she a good kisser?
Am I a good kisser? I'm going to pee on your carpet. You do realize that. Next time you have me over for dinner and we start arguing. Not even then.
And I know you won't. You know why?
Why?
One word.
Don't say it.
Amira.
God damn it. You're right.
That's right.
Because she'll beat me with a newspaper.
All three of us are afraid of her and she's not here.
She's like Palpatine. You like know she's around. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I Greg has one thought, which I guess you could take. I have another thought. You do with it as you see fit. I think it's weird to still enjoy someone's company who pees on your stuff, but, you know, that's just me. I have a cat, and he doesn't pee on my stuff. He pees where he's supposed to, and he's frustrated at me. He just doesn't go around me. He doesn't pee on stuff. So your girlfriend's just fucking super weird, but... That's just me. And if you disagree with me, or you agree with Greg, or you agree with the whole show, you can tell us at dtbffpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And on Instagram at dtbffpodcast.
There's also the Discord.
You could go on the Discord, dtbffpodcast.
You can leave us a voicemail there.
Yeah, do it there. Support the show by going to Patreon, patreon.com/dtbffpodcast. Listen to our bonus episodes. You can also
get merch.
Get merch over on our fucking
Redbubble
store. Link is in the description. If you want a shirt, we're working on that fucking grapefruit shirt. It's happening. It's just happening.
We want to make a grapefruit shirt.
We're making a grapefruit shirt.
And you know what it means.
You know what it means.
You'd love to have one.
And you would be dying to have a grapefruit shirt. I can't wait to support them on my Instagram at Kane Holloway.
Oh, a grapefruit pillow would be great because you could fuck it.
God damn it. God damn it.
Awesome.
10 jokes a day.
Fuck.
I'm It's Gregors on Instagram.
I'm at DTBFF producer Pat.
You can also call in the show. What's that number, Pat?
That number is 323-379-5544.
Don't take bullshit from fuckers.
Ah, fuck them.
Hey there, if you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by the Reigning Monarchs, produced by Patrick Kelly for All Things Comedy.